The Youth's Instructor, November 8, 1900. Ye are not your own. The Youth's Instructor, November 8, 1900. Ye are not your own. We sometimes hear the questions, Am I never to do as I please? Am I never to have my own way? Am I always to be restrained? Can I never act in accordance with my inclinations? The less you follow natural inclinations, the better it will be for yourself and for others. The natural inclinations have been perverted, the natural powers misapplied. Satan has brought man into collision with God. He works continually to destroy the divine image in man. Therefore, we must place a restraint on our words and actions. When the grace of God takes possession of the heart, it is seen that the inherited and cultivated tendencies to wrong must be crucified. A new life, under new control, must begin in the soul. All that is done must be done to the glory of God. This work includes the outward as well as the inward man. The entire being, body, soul, and spirit, must be brought into subjection to God, to be used by Him as an instrument of righteousness. The natural man is not subject to the law of God, neither, indeed, of himself, can he be. But by faith, he who has been renewed lives day by day the life of Christ. Day by day, he shows that he realizes that he is God's property. Body and soul belong to God. He gave his Son for the redemption of the world. And because of this, we have been granted a new lease of life, a probation in which to develop characters of perfect loyalty. God has redeemed us from the slavery of sin and has made it possible for us to live regenerated, transformed lives of service. God's stamp is upon us. He has bought us, and He desires us to remember that our physical, mental, and moral powers belong to Him. Time and influence, reason, affection, and conscience, all are God's and are to be used only in harmony with His will. They are not to be used in accordance with the direction of the world, for the world is under a leader who is at enmity with God. The flesh in which the soul tabernacles belongs to God. Every sinew, every muscle is His. In no case are we by neglect or abuse to weaken a single organ. We are to cooperate with God by keeping the body in the very best possible condition of health, that it may be a temple where the Holy Ghost may abide, molding according to the will of God every physical and spiritual power. The mind must be stored with pure principles. Truth must be graven on the tablets of the soul. The memory must be filled with the precious truths of the Word. Then, like beautiful gems, these truths will flash out in the life. The value that God places on the work of His hands, the love He has for His children, is revealed by the gift He made to redeem men. Adam fell under the dominion of Satan. He brought sin into the world and death by sin. God gave His only begotten Son to save man. This He did that He might be just, and yet the justifier of all who accept Christ. Man sold himself to Satan, but Jesus bought back the race. At an infinite cost to heaven, we have been given a second probation. Then should not God be in all our thoughts? Should not His will control our actions? You are not your own. Jesus has purchased you with His blood. Do not bury your talents in the earth. Use them for Him. In whatever business you may be engaged, bring Jesus into it. If you find that you are losing your love for your Savior, give up your business and say, "Here I am, Savior. What wilt thou have me to do?" He will receive you graciously and love you freely. He will abundantly pardon, for He is merciful and long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. He is a loving Redeemer, whose pity survives the neglect and abuse of His mercy, the resistance of His claims. We and all that we have belong to God. We should not regard it as a sacrifice to give Him the affection of our hearts. The heart itself should be given to Him as a willing offering. Impressed with man's great obligation to God, Paul wrote, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." He urges a recognition of God's claims. "Know ye not," he asks, "that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's."